Good evening. This is Ifeah Wangaza, co-chair for the Affiliates Task Force of the Pacifica Foundation, calling to order the meeting of July 8th, 2010.
Are we just going on the stream now?
Yes, we are.
Hi, Chandra.
Hi.
Yes, we just got quorum just before you called in, Chandra.
So now we have co-chairs? Is that what
yes,
was decided?
Do.
Who decided that?
We decided that.
Afia and I talked that over, and we're to come up with an agreement on how to do that to present to you at the next task force meeting. And if we're unable to reach an agreement by the upcoming Pacifica National Board meeting, it may be resolved by a coin toss by the PNB. However, I think that Afia would probably agree with me that in the efforts to have unity on the task force, it would be much better if we work out an agreement to co-chair, since the vote was split right down the middle. But that would be more acceptable to a majority of task force members.
And is the reason that we agreed to co-chair.
And we can't look forward to a coin toss in the middle of the Oakland Stadium?
I sure hope not.
Be the World Cup, a coin toss, you know.
So I guess rock, paper, scissors are out also, right?
And what's out?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Good.
Okay, if we could have the secretary to call the roll.
Okay.
Could I just have one point of information before we go forward?
Uh-huh.
We've always met at 5:30, and I sent an email out to that effect. So when I noticed the meeting notice for 5, I thought that my email would be responded to, and it was changed to 5:30, so that's why I didn't call in.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Madam Chair, to my knowledge, we have been meeting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for several years. I think it was only an accident that the last meeting that was called by several of the committee members started at 8:30. I think you're wrong, Chandra.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the confusion right there, yes.
Would you call the roll, please?
Okay. Chandra Hopman?
Here.
Joe Wangaza? Wangaza, I'm sorry. Wangaza?
Here.
Thank you. Naji Ali has asked to be excused. Kim Kaufman? Lamont Yaki? Richard Uzel? Jessica Polinar?
Here.
Rhonda Gardner? Mitch Cohen? Kathy Davis? Janet Coleman? She asked for an excuse. She's in another meeting. Alonzo Brown?
Here.
Campbell Johnson?
Here.
Teresa Allen is present. Dina Colbert?
Here.
Afia Wangaza?
Here.
Jim Bennett?
Present.
And Ursula Rudenberg? Okay. That's it, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I sent out early, within the hour, a draft agenda, and I had the wrong date on it. June 10th should have been July 8th. So if you make that would be one change that would need to be made on it. Were there any other changes that ought to be made to the draft agenda?
Yeah, my Mozilla that I just got today crashed. I'm having to go find it.
Okay.
Could you read the agenda?
Roll call, approval of agenda, approval of minutes. report from co-chair Ethea Wangaza, Jem Bennett, report from affiliate coordinator Ursula Rudenberg, review revised task force structure and proposed next steps, new business, set next meeting date, and adjourn. Attached is a copy of the motion restructuring the task force.
Okay.
Can we approve the agenda as it's been read?
I guess without objection.
Well, are there any objections?
This is Jessica, no objection here.
Okay, then hearing no objection, the draft agenda is made the agenda for the evening. Madam Secretary, did you have minutes to be approved for this evening?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I was on mute. The only minutes that I have are the ones that I sent out after the special meeting. I hate to say this, Madam Chair, but unless I did some minutes that I presented but were not approved at the last meeting, I do not have the minutes of the June meeting. I would have to go into, because I went to do those minutes and could not. I got as far as going to go onto the website, KPFTX, to finish them up, and it wasn't up. So then I procrastinated and did not get that done. So I'll have to go back. So I did send the minutes out of the special meeting, which was held 2 weeks ago. If you would like to approve those, they've already been sent out, but I did not send them out again just before this meeting.
Is there any objection to approving them, or is there preference for deferring them until the next meeting? I'm sorry, I didn't understand you. This is Jennifer?
I'm sorry, this is Jessica. I have a preference. I think I looked at those special meeting minutes, but it was, I remember being kind of short. It's been a while. So I don't have any objection myself. I don't know if anybody else does.
If there are no objections to approving the minutes of the special meeting, then we will approve those minutes at this time and defer the June minutes to the August meeting.
Madam Chair, I don't think I will have any difficulty having all of the minutes ready by the August meeting.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, then the next item is the report from the co-chair. I have consistently sent out my reports from the previous conferences, those conferences being the GRC and the NFCB, National Federation of Community Broadcasters. So I would rely on those minutes and ask that those reports be attached to the minutes for this evening's meeting rather than taking time to read them. The third item that I had was, of course, the election, and as I said in my prefatory remarks, this evening, both in my email and as we came on, was that there, and the Jim affirmed, was that there was a tie. 14 out of 17 possible votes were cast, and it was evenly divided. He and I have spent been in exchange all afternoon and decided with consultation with George Ryder, the PMB chair, to proceed as co-chairs and to work out the terms of our co-chairpersonship.
And
so,
if I can just mention that I requested of Afia that she chair this evening, not only because of her tenure, but also with the knowledge that she had already prepared an agenda. So,
okay. Was there anything else that you wanted to add?
No, I think that basically what I wanted to add tonight is that what you just said about how the process came together for us to decide to co-chair with consultation with George, and we will work on trying to craft an agreement on how we will go about doing that on the task force in the next few days.
The next item is the affiliate coordinator.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Could I ask some questions about what you learned at GRC and NFCB?
Please.
You made a statement that at NFCB, several people had agreed with your proposal about the new structure for the affiliate task force, but I believe that you did not attend the meeting Saturday night when the affiliate task force, the affiliate coordinator, and Dina, were you there at that meeting? Chandra, were you there at that meeting Saturday night?
Not at NFCB, at GRC.
At GRC.
Yes, I was there.
Okay. Madam Chair, could I ask which representatives of affiliates agreed with you? Because
are you talking, Teresa, I'm really confused now. First you said NFCB.
I'm asking the chair, since she was at GRC. But she
wasn't at the evening meeting.
I know.
So that's why I'm confused what you're asking.
I'm asking the chair a question. I'm asking the chair who at GRC representing affiliates said they liked the structure, because I know that I've talked to several representatives of affiliates and they do not agree with the structure.
And who might they be?
Well, I tell you what, you tell me who agrees with your structure and then I'll tell you the people that I talk to.
Well, I'm not going to play that game, Teresa.
It's
anybody,
not a game, Madam Chair.
Those persons with whom I spoke, mm-hmm. who are interested in informing you or anyone else of their position, are, as of this moment, informed of your interest.
I would like to be on the stack, please.
Madam Chair.
Did you have another question?
Yes. Were you not representing the foundation at that meeting, or were you just representing your own station?
I don't see the relevance of the question.
Well, if you were representing the foundation and you were the spokesperson for the station, for the foundation, and you made a statement that affiliates told you that they liked the new structure, then I would like to know who those stations are that like the structure, because if they don't like the structure, they're not going to participate in it. And I have not heard one affiliate come to me that said they liked the new structure. And the whole structure of the new affiliate plan depends upon affiliate representations from seven different districts.
Point of information.
Go ahead with your point of information.
Teresa, Afia was not at that meeting, and the nobody at that meeting expressed, there's a lot of static on the line. Can somebody mute their phone? Thank you. AFIA was not at that meeting, and nobody at that meeting expressed support for the structure. So I don't know, unless this is a meeting that AFIA attended at NFCB, I know of no affiliates that supported the structure that was created.
Well, see, that would be my next question. Who at NFCB expressed an interest in this new structure? Because we are expecting more structured participation by affiliates. And we can't force them to do it, but those people who have expressed interest, I'd like to know who they are, because I'm wondering if they're going to take a leadership role.
We'll find out.
Well, in actuality, the opposite was the reaction by people at the GRC. They didn't like it. They felt they were disenfranchised. They were turned off. Many of them said, if this is the way it's going to keep going with Pacifica, we don't want to be involved anymore. And the proof will come when our affiliates coordinator has to negotiate contracts and we see if we lose any, because the majority that have expressed dissatisfaction seem to be the majority of the affiliates that have been spoken to by various people.
Mr. Richard, I'm here.
Okay, thank you, Richard.
Hi, it's Kim. I'm on.
Were there any other questions?
Madam Chair, I'm acknowledging I just heard Kim Coffin and Richard Uzel. Is that correct?
Right.
You just heard Richard.
I think Kim's in there too.
Good.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Madam Chair, my second point is, in your report, since I'm assuming that you were representing the foundation at GRC, although you did not attend the meeting Saturday night, which was the official meeting to get input from the affiliates, when you give your report, you made a statement that was rather vague, that people supported your proposal. I think it would be appropriate for the task force to know any affiliates that are supporting this structure. And the same way goes for NFCB if you are representing the foundation. So when you give your report, I think it's legitimate for me to ask that question.
Teresa, I have responded to that question, and my response will not change. Are there other questions?
So your response in regard to the NFCB also is what?
Teresa, I'm confused. What's going on here? What's the question? What are you all talking about? I don't know.
Teresa is asking me to tell her the names of people or stations that disagree with her.
Or agree with you, who want this new structure that you say is so accepted by.
And my position on that is that anyone who wants to disclose their position are at liberty to do so. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can't. What are you asking for, Teresa? A list of people? Do you have a list of people that disagree, or what are you arguing with?
Is it Kim Coffin that's speaking?
Correct.
Okay. My question is this. The chair is giving a report. She attended both NFCB, and she also attended GRC. I don't know what.
Wait. Who's scratching? Somebody's...
Pound one. Okay,
all
Kim.
Clear.
Okay, Kim, the chair stated that reports are available. And my point is, in her report, she has stated that her proposal for restructuring the affiliate task force was cheerfully accepted. affiliates. I'd like to know who those affiliates were.
Why?
Well, what if there were none that were accepted? Because first of all, she didn't attend the meeting on Saturday night at the Grassroots Radio Conference, which was the official meeting for grassroots affiliates to give their opinions. And other people who were there said no one was enthusiastic about it. So I'd like to know whether her report was valid.
Whether or not I'm lying to you?
No.
This is Jim. Can I interject something here as a suggestion?
Please.
Although I know that Ursula will not be on the call tonight, I think it is important for Ursula to give her report from the GRC. And if Ursula so chooses to name, and I'm sure she will, some of the people that she was able to talk to at the official meeting who may have disagreed or agreed, I don't know, then that would be a more informative way for us to get a more rounded picture of what happened at the GRC, is to let the, you know, the affiliates coordinator speak to the meeting that she attended, that Afia did not attend.
I make a motion. We table this till next time.
Campbell Forstack.
Hi.
Do we have a second?
May.
I guess it's a point of information. This is Jessica.
Have we started?
Go ahead. Point of information. Go ahead.
Now, I know there may have been a stack, but I don't know what happened. So please forgive me here. But I'm wondering, is Teresa... The point of this is, did she represent us as a foundation? I understand the concern. So I'm just double-checking. Is that what the concern is here? Did she represent us as a foundation instead of as an individual, or is this what we're trying to get at the heart of the matter? Was she a representative for us in collectively, but we just didn't realize it or didn't know it?
I cannot understand what you're saying.
Wait a minute. Have we started this meeting officially?
Yes, the meeting is underway.
Oh, okay. I'm late then. Everybody went around and introduced themselves and all that?
We did roll.
No, we just called the roll.
Okay.
We called the roll. We approved the agenda. We approved the minutes.
God, my clock
now
must really be off.
No, I think you that some people had were under the impression that the meeting started at 5:30 Pacific time, based on the previous meeting, which was irregularly scheduled. The regular meeting time is 8:00.
Oh wow! Oh, I didn't.
Oh,
yeah,
so y'all started 30 minutes ago. I'm sorry. Yeah.
We started at 8:30.
That was 8:32. I thought it was 8:30. Also, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, is there a second for Kim's motion?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection?
I'd like to have some discussion on pertaining to this.
Go ahead.
This is Campbell Johnson, and this is striking me as being a rather peculiar circumstance, in that I'm wondering what the apparent level of secrecy is in regard to, you know, mentioning were these indications of support, you know, indications that were held confidential for some particular reason or something, because if they're going to be represented to people as, well, this is support, I mean, I think that it wouldn't be difficult to indicate what the support was, who was in support. And secondly, I think that if this is going to be tabled, you know, till some later time, I'd like to know about what that later time is, because some things had taken place at the L.A. meeting that, you know, it seems were not on the agenda and whatnot. And if this is going to be tabled till sometime after the next in-person board meeting, that's... you know, allowing something that could be potentially inaccurate to be, you know, continued as being an accurate expression. So I've got a problem, number one, with why what is the need for secrecy? And secondly, I've got a concern about, this being tabled till some other time in the future.
Can I be on the stack?
A point of order.
Could I be on the stack too, please?
Let me hear the point of order.
Point of order is that a motion to table is not debatable. We should move to that vote before any other business is conducted.
Thank you.
Are we having a discussion about it?
No, it's not debatable.
Oh.
So we would just take a vote.
Well, could I get an answer to the other question then?
Apparently not.
I haven't got an answer for my question yet either.
Oh. I've got a problem with the point of this.
Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
I would like to really speak to the issue before we table this matter, because I think AFIA was not at the GRSB meeting to which
we have a motion
referred.
On the floor. We have a motion to table, which is not debatable. You can vote it up or down.
Okay. So it's yes to table, no not to table. Chandra Hopman?
No.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Kim Coffin?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
No.
Jessica Polinar?
I have to say no.
Alonzo Brown?
Pass.
Pass, okay. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Reese Allen says no. Dina Colbert?
No.
Afia Wangaza?
Yes.
And Jim?
Can the chair vote?
Well, okay, well, I'll stop. Jim Bennett.
Well, since I'm the co-chair, I don't know if I can vote. So
in committee, the chair votes.
Okay. So thank you very much. I don't know who said that. Madam Chair, do you want the chair to go with that statement there that the committee on
I did already.
Okay, Jim Bennett.
No.
Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no, and 1, 2, 3, yes. So it's not tabled.
Alonzo passed. I don't know.
And one passed. Alonzo, do you want to vote now?
No.
You know you don't want to vote, or?
Abstain.
Right. Abstain. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. May I be on the stack then?
Yes,
I
it's
think
your
I had already asked to be on the staff.
No, I asked first. And then
no,
I
okay,
it.
That's fine. That's fine. I'll
let me ask a point of order. I'm not a point of
go
order,
ahead.
But what do we call it? A question, a point of information. Now I got in late, and I apologize again for that. But has the concept of AFIA and Jim co-chairing this, has that already been approved?
That was a. What do you mean? Has it been approved?
Has it been approved? We did. If it hasn't been approved, then that's not the. There, you know, if we're going to have co-chairs, that has to be approved by the task force. And if it hadn't been approved, then it doesn't exist.
I don't know where.
So I'm assuming.
Oh, based on what do you take that position?
Richard,
well,
do a point of information here. What has happened is that in consultation with George, AFIA and I agreed to co-chair and work out.
I don't think y'all get to do that.
No, but let me finish here. And what we are going to do is work out an agreement to co-chair and then present it at the next task force meeting. So in essence, right at this very moment, we haven't, you are correct, we haven't passed as the task force whether the task force will approve that or not, but the idea is to present it at the next task force meeting for your approval if she and I can work out the agreement.
Well, I'll vote no for it just before you go into that.
Well, we're not taking votes on that right now, are we?
No,
I don't
know.
I don't know. I'm just giving my vote. I'm giving my opinion.
Okay.
I don't like
Kim, you have the floor.
I'm uncomfortable about naming names about other stations. Like, what if Athea names a station who apparently does like it, and somebody calls them and it's like, what? You don't like this? You know, and I just think the last thing these stations need is somebody lobbying them to change their opinion or even being involved in this stuff. This is what's going to make them hate, you know, being involved with us even more than possible, and it's going to turn them off even more. That's my reason for just like, it's not, you know, leave them out of it. We don't want to torture them any more than they already are.
Campbell for Stack.
Chandra? Or,
thank you.
Or was it Dean? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Chandra.
Go ahead.
First of all, I was at the GRC. Athea called for a breakfast meeting because she indicated that she had to leave an hour before the affiliate meeting was going to be held, which was quite surprising to some of us since Pacifica paid for her to attend. But anyway, she called for a breakfast meeting prior to that so she could hear from affiliates, and nobody attended the breakfast meeting. And the only place that affiliates formally met to discuss anything was at the affiliates committee meeting in the evening that Athea did not attend. And the people that were at that meeting did not support the proposal. So I think that the report that was presented to the PNB was incorrect and presents actually the exact opposite of what the affiliates represented to those of us at the meeting and in discussions outside of the meeting. And I don't think they'd be any way adverse to being identified, because they said basically Pacifica is fighting again. We don't want to be involved in this. You're disenfranchising us. We can't even vote this current year. The original creators of the affiliate task force are being termed out at the end of this year, and that's Dina and Teresa and myself, who came in later but is, you know, part of that group. And those are the ones that have been working all this time, and we don't support them being kicked off the task force. And also, we've never the affiliates said we have our own governance structures. This was what the common denominator was. We have our own governance structures. We don't have time for Pacifica's governance structures. We have our own issues to deal with, our own chairs, our own boards, and we don't want to be involved in this. And if it's going to continue, we don't want to be affiliated with the foundation anymore. So I think that the report that was presented, at least in terms of the GRC, because I was not at the NFCB, but just in terms of the GRC, was incorrect.
Campbell?
And I have a hard time with that being presented as the official position from the affiliates.
Campbell?
Okay. I think that this information seems to be rather compelling, and I think that it does indicate that there should be some clarity this evening. I don't see a particular, you know, anything that's mentioned that would, you know, be a point that would relate to Kim's concern about people necessarily being lobbied. I don't know, you know, about that. If somebody says that they're in favor of something, they're in favor of it. If they're not, they're not. And, you know, that can be a very short conversation if someone doesn't appreciate any further discussion. I think that maybe some whys and wherefores are appropriate. But if there's no support for a report that's being made about what the affiliates believe, I think that that is something that's very important, too, to find out what is the support for that particular position being taken, or is that, you know, something that maybe happened with just a few people, you know, who may not have been as cognizant as the people who were in that evening meeting that I understand did take place. And it seems as though the breakfast meeting was one that people voted by their feet as to not wanting to, you know, participate in. So I would, I believe that what should take place is that it would be appropriate for this group to make a decision in terms of at least the feeling in regard to the last structure that had been proposed pertaining to the Affiliates Task Force. And I think that we should be in a collaborative relationship rather than a relationship that's not going to be supportive of, you know, the relationship with affiliates. So that's just what I have to say, and I'm, you know, very totally new to the discussion, and so I'm, you know, I don't want to stray too far, but I think that sunshine is a very cleansing kind of element. Thank you.
Was there anyone else?
This is Jessica.
This is who?
This is Jessica.
And then Teresa.
Jessica, if you could get on another phone, it would be helpful.
Oh, I don't have any.
I cannot understand anything that you're saying.
I don't have any other choice now but this phone. Can you hear me at this point?
That
sounds
better.
Okay to me.
Yeah,
yep.
Sounds better.
Well, I'm technically I'm having a similar problem to this person was just speaking. I think it was Ms. Brother Camel. I am also new in a sense, but I've been on enough task force phone call meetings to know that if I'm turned off by the fighting, everyone outside of our these phone calls are going to be turned off by the fighting. I don't know what the situation is. I just know that there is one. So every time I ask a question, I'm hoping I can get some clarity so that I can make an educated decision. But what I hear a lot of times, and these are four phone calls in now, I hear a lot of times, well, let's not talk about that right now. We'll bring this up later. So I share his concern. I'm trying to clarify the problem here. I don't know if there's something that happened in the past. I don't know if you guys need to talk this out in some off the table, no holds barred. I don't know what it is, but as part of the station and trying to keep the station rolling and trying to keep us, all of us, not just my station, but all the affiliates in my mind, I just don't know if I have the information I need to be able to support anything if it begins with something that's kind of not exactly true, like I put this motion forward at a breakfast that no one showed up to is what it sounds like, and I'm trying to read all these reports and keep abreast, but what's not being said is also not being put in reports. So what's the deal here? If we can get some clarity, Teresa, I wanted to know what is it that would be run afoul of the rules? You know, did she represent us without an approval, like a vote, or is it just a matter of opinion and how it was handled, and maybe we'll do better next time? Or is this really going to affect us? Because the affiliates, if they had any idea that this goes on every phone call, I think they would check out way before, you know, they already know what to expect, and I already know what to expect. If there's something going on, I can't put my finger on it. And the success of this station and Pacifica and all the affiliates are all that I have in my head. So what's going on? Can anyone clear up what, you know, why are we bringing this up? Why is there this push and pull, and how is this going to help the affiliates stay part of this group?
It's not. That's the problem.
Madam Chair,
we're going to lose them.
Teresa is the next person who has the floor.
And I'd like to be added to the stack, Jim.
Okay.
But Madam Chair, it just concerns me that you have put out reports, and in your report, you state that you're chair of this task force, and you state that people at these meetings are approving of this structure. This structure was not even put before the Pacifica National Board until the meeting in April. They did not have it in advance. It did not come from this body. It totally, to my knowledge, came from you. You created it. And if you give a report as the chair, people assume that something is coming from the task force. And I hope that if Jim Bennett or you gives a report from now on, that if you say this is a report from the chair, that it's been run by the task force, so we agree to what, you know, conclusions that were drawn in that report, unless you say, well, this is a report from me as an affiliate director, because I have yet to see affiliates that agree with your structure. So I think it's a legitimate request. Thank you.
Jim?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I was not at GRC. I was at NFCB. I didn't talk to every single affiliate there. I didn't talk to a majority of them. But I can tell you a couple people who called me from GRC who are affiliates, and also the people that I did talk to who brought up this topic with me. They include Rip Robbins, John Murphy, Norm Stockwell, Bear, and Mary Eigner, and those are the five people who are against this new structure that I talked to.
Well,
is there anyone else?
Can I say
something? Go ahead, Kim.
Did somebody else who hasn't spoken speak up? No. Okay. This appears to be one of these popularity contests where, you know, certain people are going to have their friends who say, oh, we missed that Teresa's not going to be on the committee, and it's so bad that she's getting kicked off. And then there are other people who are going to say whatever they're going to say. This is all basically nothing. It just means it's nothing. And everybody's going to find what they need to hear. And it's basically just becoming clear to me that it's sort of irrelevant. We're never going to decide whether all the affiliates like it or all the affiliates don't like it. Having said that, how can we move forward?
This is
Madam
Chandra
Chair.
For the STAC.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa.
I'm sorry, I didn't recognize your.
Teresa and
I heard two voices. I didn't hear, but I didn't recognize them.
Teresa and Chandra.
Okay. As between the two of you, who's first?
I would like to speak first because my name has just been mentioned. First of all, I do resent the fact that you think of this as a popularity contest. I helped create the affiliate task force. I've put a tremendous
excuse me. We're not going to. We're not going to
let,
to
may
get
I
into
speak,
personal
may
recriminations.
I, ma'am,
we're not going to do that, Teresa.
Madam Chair, you just created. You created a resolution and you put my name in it, and you brought it up to the PNB, and I couldn't even get on the call, or at that meeting to respond to it. Okay, I'm running for the local station board at my station right now. I was termed
that's
off.
That's the appropriate
and I'm gonna,
thing to do.
That's right, ma'am. You might not have term limits, but I intend to run again, and I intend to be on the affiliate task force. And I do not appreciate have anyone suggest that this is some sort of popularity contest. If anyone brought up a name and made it personal, you did by bringing up your resolution at the PNB, mentioning my name.
Was there, I think Chandra was next.
Yes, I concur with Teresa and everything she said, and mine is one of the names that's included in there, and Dina, three people that specifically were involved in the Affiliates Task Force for many years, two of the people who helped form the Affiliates Task Force to get feedback from the affiliates for Pacifica. And this, as was said earlier, this structure that was created was not approved by the Affiliates Task Force. It was created by one person and then put forward at a PNB meeting, and I don't think it adequately reflects what the Affiliates Task Force wants, and I don't think it adequately reflects what the affiliates want. And then to have a report put out to the PNB from the former chair of the Affiliates Task Force misrepresenting what happened at GRC, I find pretty phenomenal and extremely disappointing. And I will also add that at that that on the call at the, when this matter was discussed, three people were invited to be on the call: myself, Ursula, and Dina. And I was not on the call, but I know Ursula and Dina were on the call, and Dina was not even recognized, so she didn't even get a chance to speak. And so I think that this was just pushed through, and I think it's very unfortunate. This is never the way the Affiliates Task Force has operated before. Many affiliates said to me at the GRC, we don't use Robert's Rules. We don't know how that functions. We always work by consensus, and that's how the Affiliates Task Force has worked in the past, because we're not a committee, so we're not required to utilize Robert's Rules, although we are required to abide by the Pacifica bylaws, which we have always done. I just find this whole issue way blown out of proportion. We've spent the whole year fighting. We have not accomplished one thing for the affiliates. We have not accomplished one thing to move the affiliate program forward. And this is very, very disheartening to me. Very, very disheartening.
I'd like to speak. You're at this point repeating yourself, so if you don't mind, I would, in fact, like us to be able to move forward, and I'd like to address the comments that have been made. The first one is to say thank you, Kim, for appreciating the position and the concern that I have for folk who, throughout the GRC, throughout the time that I was there, did express their support. There were two people who took objection, and they can identify themselves. Our experience to date has been that collaboration means clobbered, that unless we agree with Dina, Teresa, Chandra, then we're browbeaten into subjection or withdrawal, and I will not subject anyone to that. As for the Saturday breakfast meeting,
I resent that statement, and I resent, and it is not appropriate to denigrate the name of an Affiliate Task Force member.
And I propose to
and how you got back at us,
Arlene,
specifically put our name in the resolution.
Change of the meeting from Saturday evening to Saturday morning, because I had a prior commitment which would actually have resulted in my not attending the GRC at all. Arlene initially agreed to asking that the meeting be held at breakfast, since there was nothing else scheduled at that time, instead of after dinner, and then later changed her mind after I had sent the notice to the planning committee, and then she sent a countervailing note, withdrawing her support for a breakfast meeting. I appeared for the breakfast meeting, as did Arlene, Chandra, Dina.
I was not there.
And other people did, in fact, come to the meeting. Other people talked to me, although there was not a formal meeting. Throughout the weekend, at every opportunity, I identified myself, I articulated my position and my concern, and people throughout the weekend spoke to me. As I said, there were two people who objected, who said to me that they objected, and there were other people who said that they weren't coming to the meeting, but that they wanted me to know their position. So that was the breakfast meeting. As for the evening meeting, it's true that I was not at the evening meeting, and the meeting reflected, again, as Kim so knowledgeably described, friends showing up after a great deal of churning of dissent and hostility throughout the weekend to express their solidarity with their friends. The NFCB was similar in large measure. The meeting that was scheduled for the affiliates meeting did not allow for any substantive discussion of the new structure and process of the affiliates task force. It did, however, provide an opportunity for affiliates to continue the demand for the automation without personal intervention of Audio Port. The use of Robert's rules is in the Pacifica bylaws and is specifically in the restructuring resolution for the purpose of maintaining order. So the activities that have led us to this point have been an ongoing effort to create and maintain an affiliate-centered task force that will advance the interest of both Pacifica and the affiliates in a way that only affiliates are most likely to do. And on that basis, taking a combination of proposed Richard Uzzell, drafted, presumably in consultation with others, and my own observations, that motion was presented and passed by the PMB. So it seems to me that our next step is to figure out how we implement that in the spirit of a affiliate-centered task force, which would mature with in next year.
I have a question.
Jim to the SAC.
Who? I didn't.
Jim to the SAC as well.
Who's the first person?
Teresa.
Richard.
And Jim.
That's Richard.
Right.
And the second person I heard was Jim.
Jim.
Jessica.
Jim, Teresa, and Jessica. Okay, go ahead, Richard.
Good evening, folks. I'm trying to take some notes so I could comment on the different things that are being said. I think that all the comments about, well, on both sides, about who's behind you and who's not behind you, I think at this point none of those responses are scientific. I mean, nobody's written down who's for what and who's for this or that. So I think that is all kind of moot. I don't think that could wash either direction very accurately. When the motion that was approved at the PNB came forward, I was against that particular motion. I was in favor of parts of it, but I was against that particular motion because I did feel like it was rushed, and I was concerned. I hadn't seen the thing
except for like 5 minutes before I voted, or more than that, I guess, 15 minutes before I voted. But I was concerned that the affiliates had been knocked off, except for the two PNB affiliate representatives, altogether for this year. I thought if we had spent a little more time, we could have figured a way to do it in a way that wouldn't have knocked everybody off right this year. That said, the part that I agree with, and I still agree with, is the part that adds the additional seven at this point affiliates, because I had been responding to was comments that I had heard about the affiliates, and here again, it's not scientific, wanting more representation. So I'm still supportive of that. I'm troubled by us going as several different entities to who knows whom in the affiliate community, and saying who knows what. You know, I think that one of the things that I complained about at the PNB meeting during that conversation was the concept that I've heard already a couple times tonight, that this group is some kind of PNB governance aspect to it. It does not. There's no governance aspect to this committee. If y'all think y'all have been affecting governance, you're just wrong. I'll debate that with anybody. This governance is actually telling people, okay, this is what needs to be done, and we have this access to it, and we have these things that we can do because it's in the bylaws or something like that. This is a group that this provides support and feedback, as I understand it. And so that it's away from governance. And so go up to people and say, these people are going to get you into something, you know, as some kind of a scare kind of thing, and you don't really want to be involved in Pacifica governance. You know, from what I've seen of Pacifica governance, it may not even exist. I think that that's an inaccurate argument, and I don't think it's fair to take that to people and scare people with that. One of the other things that I heard, and I heard both these from Ursula in the conversation at the PNB meeting, is that the affiliates are going to think that we're trying to run their personal business. Nobody has said that. That's a red herring also. You know, so we got things. We're throwing stuff at each other from the opposite side of the room, and it concerns me that this and whatever structure came up with didn't go through this committee or this task force, and that concerns me. But I, you know, at this point we're at the point we're at. You know, the PNB has approved this new structure, and short of having it rescinded, and I don't see the votes there to rescind it. Short of having it rescinded, it's the law of the land. And if we need to come on and do something, we need to do that. And to me, the only thing that hasn't really been defined, you know, by going in and creating this list of 19, which turned out to be 17 because two slots weren't filled, that's a big part of the motion that's in force right now. And like it or not, the motion that passed April the 24th in Los Angeles is in force. And I tried to say this to Ursula the other day. I said, whatever negative things you feel about this, it's in force. And at some point, if you can't get a motion passed the PNB that dissolves it, then we need to come on and do it. And I think that it is unfair. Oh, just for a point of a record, Chandra, your name is not in the motion. But I think that it concerns me that people are trying to whichever side you're on, trying to scare the affiliates and say, well, they're coming at you with this structure. And basically, if I read the motion that passed correctly, the affiliates are going to be asked to represent themselves, picking people to come and be on this task force in a manner that they can present their feedback and they can be part of the decisions. Now, apparently that makes some people very nervous, and I quite frankly don't understand why. You know, when this discussion started, when I started being present at this discussion 6 months ago or so, there was a lot of comment from the existing task force saying, well, we don't need to do that because affiliates know that everybody's invited. Well, if everybody's invited, I've had kind of problem with that concept before because I don't think it's true. I don't think it actually is workable. But if everybody's invited, then this whole mass of affiliates would be coming anyway. So, and if you're concerned about a whole mass of affiliates coming in one breath, and then in the other breath, you're worried that it might be seven people. That just doesn't seem very